I don't think I'll ever forgive All the Remains for doing that. Oh, it's fucking terrible. And the thunder rolls. Oh, wait. Does it roll or does it roar?
Rolls.
Rolls. What does that even mean, Garth Brooks? Also, who do we have to pay royalties to? All the Remains or Garth Brooks?
That's true.
That's a good question, right? Oh, I hate that song so much. God. That was one of those times. So usually I'll wake up on Fridays, especially when I know an album's coming out and I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be Tuesdays. A lot of people don't know that, but I'll wake up super pumped, play it. So I get the track list and I looked at it and I was like, Thunder Rose cover. It's like, oh, they probably meddled this up. No, sir. They did not. It is god awful. But you seem to rather enjoy it. Do you love it?
I do.
What's up, this casual lit? I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
No Caitlin tonight, boo. Or did we fire?
Maybe. It's up for debate.
Maybe her and Chris started a side project. I don't know. But we're going to start right in with this beer, this Deep Ellum beer. It is a hazy IPA from Deep Ellum. What's it called?
Lateral Haze.
So it took me, you're going to laugh, it took me about 15 minutes or so to realize that the can is a football, lateral, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you got funny jokes.
Ooh, 7.5%.
Yeah, it's a kicker. There is another football reference. It's a barefoot kicker. But no, this is I like it a lot. It's a Deep Ellum, so it's mass produced, and some say they sold out, even though they're not technically owned by, right? They're not technically owned by Big Beer?
Technically.
It's by like a, what is it, a conglomerate of some sort?
Yeah, some investment group.
Yeah, but. So maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but I kind of still like their beer, and they're easily accessible, which is always a plus sign in my eyes.
Still like Dream Crusher.
Yeah.
Fight me.
Yep. But this, what do you think? What's your review here, sir?
I like it. It's got a nice little citrus at the end. Although most people won't like it because it's not hazy enough.
Yeah, you're right. It's not that. I think there's like two kinds of haze. There's like this copper haze, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely not clear. But it's not like you can't see through it.
And it's not that white, like orange juice look. Yellowish, I guess.
Yeah.
Tannish. Yellowish. Tannish look. I'm not even. I don't know. I don't know, but I like it. It's good. It's got a good flavor. It's got a kick to it. It's only $12.
Ugh. Six pack?
Yeah.
Nice.
I would buy it again. Yeah, I think the only people that do four packs in stores are Martino's.
Fair enough. That are just 12-ounce cans.
Yeah. I don't think I haven't seen a 4-pack in a while. But I guess while we're on the subject, we can say our good buddy Scott sent us a picture of all of his collection of beer. We're very happy. I need to get him back on the show. We'd have to ask him, reach out, Scott, come back on the show. Everybody's been super busy. And
come on, Scott, room for one more.
Yeah, we can start asking him about. Well, now he'll have opinions on craft beer, which should be very entertaining.
That's true.
Since he's not a craft beer drinker. Well, everybody's a craft beer drinker. You just have to, I don't know what I'm trying to say with this.
He's on a connoisseur.
Yeah.
Craft beer.
Learn to love it. But no, yeah, go get this. It's pretty much accessible by everybody, especially in the DFW area. Don't be scared. It's really good. Deep Ellum Brewery. Not a whole lot's going on in the world. I mean, me and Rody were going to give you our opinions on the vice president's election.
Everyone is happy.
We got jokes. Look at all those jokes on the screen there. No, we have no jokes. We don't care. Well, we care, but we keep that to ourselves, I guess. But I just don't understand why everybody wants to get all rough, their tail feathers all ruffled on the internet about anything. I mean, so the new Samsung phone is coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are just people in the Reddit, Samsung Reddit, just claws out so mad that Samsung didn't. I'm like, why do you care so much about a product that you just have to go in there and destroy it? I'm like, it's like, oh man, it didn't come with laser eyes or something. Like, what? What? I just don't get it. Like, people were criticizing the...
Jason, that should be standard on every phone now.
Yeah, they were criticizing the 128 gig size. And I'm like, yeah, files are bigger, whatever. That's what they decided. Go buy something else. No, I got to come in here and tell Samsung they blow. Like, why? I got to come in here in a fan group and tell everybody that Samsung blows. It's so weird.
Did you see that Dr. Pepper is running out of stock?
I did. Did you dive into that? Are you concerned?
I feel like that's probably a marketing ploy.
It's a good one. Everybody's going to buy it up like they did toilet paper.
If I swear to God, if I go to a grocery store and there's a sign that says one pack of Dr. Pepper per customer, I'm going to lose my shit on somebody.
Oh, that'll be funny. Did you, do you still drink Dr. Pepper?
Every once in a while, yeah.
I haven't had one. The last one I had was that they did that half cream soda thing.
It's okay.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Evidently, they're going to make it a permanent flavor. So I guess there's enough people that do like it, but I was like, yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Damn, I had no idea that the prices were that high now. Damn. A 12-pack at Walmart's like $5. I remember when I was buying root beer regularly on the reg. Is that what we say?
On the rag?
On the reg. I could get 2 12-packs for like $3.
Right, I think a lot of times they're on sale, though. But you have to get 3 12-packs in order to get the sales price. It's ridiculous.
So that's like JCPenney's.
Yeah, I think it's like $3 a 12-pack if you get like 3 or 4 of them.
Those JCPenney's, Express, all these, you know what I'm talking about? It's like 50, everything in there says it's $50, but there's always a sign that says 30% off.
Right.
Like always.
Right.
It's like, why not just put the prices on here?
Well, then people don't think they're getting a deal.
Yeah, it's like, God, it's so stupid. Express is really bad because you get these coupons in the mail. Like, Express is supposed to be ooh, I'm wearing this nice polo. Like, I'm going to go to a rich... I'm rich now, but every day in the mail you'll get a coupon that's like $50 off your $400 purchase. It's like, just put the real prices on here. Dr. Pepper, I'm sad, man. I'm worried about you. Don't run out of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I don't know how I will survive.
They were the... sorry, at first I thought that was going to have something to do with the aluminum can shortage, but it sure doesn't look like it. Looks like it doesn't have anything to do with that. I know that that's supposedly a thing, too. That the breweries and everywhere is going to run out of aluminum cans. That I'm worried about.
Start recycling now. Help your local brewery out.
Right. There's rinse it out and fill it back up. Okay, so I googled that and it says Dr. Pepper shortage. Aluminum can shortage causing Arkansas breweries to slow production on popular... Let's see what's popular.
Ugh.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a good beer.
Diamond Bear. Very meh.
I don't want to play this news story. There's been a lot of record sales months for some breweries that have cans out in the market. So the cans are way up, but the tap rooms are down, McCullen said. For the most part, McMullen should have enough supply until his manufacturer can catch up. But he did slow down production on his more popular beers like Blue Wing. Blue Wing? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Arkansas. Blue Wing.
Does it even say what brewery it's from?
Blue? Probably will if I play the video.
Is it Diamond Bear?
I don't want to play this video. New tonight. Oh.
Cans is causing some local breweries to...
Why doesn't it say in the synopsis?
TV 11's Melissa Zigowitz shows us what this means for you the next time you head to the store to pick up a case of your favorite.
Who is this guy?
First, it was toilet paper.
Oh,
then hand sanitizer. Now, it's aluminum cans.
We have plenty of draft, but we just don't have the cans to put it in.
Russ Melton is the president of Diamond Bear Brewing Company.
Beer of Arkansas.
The can shortage is causing him to pause production on his most popular products.
We were supposed to get our cans early July.
Oh, God. So panicky now. Did the fear-mongering in that report, you know? First, it was toilet paper. Then it was hand sanitizer. Now it's aluminum cans. It just makes you scared, doesn't it?
Yep, makes you want to go run out and just buy aluminum cans.
I'm so terrified. Yeah, fear-mongering is a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it gets us all going.
I had forgot that I had saved this article. I don't know if we really want to do this, but we should.
To see who's defunct now?
So this was craft beer As of August 7th, this was the 35 most successful craft breweries in the U.S.
Ooh.
Yep. Do we want to try to go through all of these, or do we want to just do like top 10? What are you feeling here?
You mean like most of the ones we've never been to before?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure. Let's do the top.
If Revolver isn't in there, then I don't want this list.
Let's do top 15. Maybe we'll do the bottom 15. Or should we do the bottom 15 and then do top 15 next week?
Sure.
Or.
Oh, there it is.
I'm way too excited.
Look down.
We're going to do.
Down one? Well,
yeah. I got really excited there. I know. All right, let's do the top 20. We'll talk about the top 20 most successful breweries in the U.S. Number 20 here is in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It is called Stevens Point Brewery.
I believe that's the one that has that cow tipper.
Okay. Well, the taps look like cone heads from the Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, very nice.
They look really creepy. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, that does look super creepy.
Yeah, elves and stuff. Not too keen on that, but they have some good beers. Number 19 is a personal favorite of mine and Rhodey's, Odell Brewing Company in Fort Collins, Colorado.
It's beautiful, by the way.
Looks like a freaking castle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm so mad at you now. But you did bring me a shirt, and for that, I love you. Damn. Dang, man. That looks so badass. This is just one picture, everybody. We'll put this article with our post, but dang. I'm like tearing up. Look at that big old window. I bet that place is badass.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is that the tap room in the castle?
It's just to the left of that, I believe.
Ah, okay. This little... Gotcha. Okay. Number 18 is Minas Craft Brewery in Monroe, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Got it going on.
Minhas, Minas. Okay. I don't think I've ever had any of their beers, have we?
No, they probably don't distribute out here, I would imagine.
They are whatever. The number 17 is Harpoon Brewery, located in Boston. I've had some of that.
I believe they sold out, didn't they? I thought they did. Could be wrong.
I'd have to Google it. I'd have to Google. What's weird is like these ones that we've probably never even heard of. I've never heard of X Matt Brewing Company. And for some reason it's / Ceramic and it's in Utica. New York. I know Utica though from the office. That's where Holly works after her and Michael break up in Utica.
That's all I know about Utica.
That's interesting. FX Matt Brewing Company / Ceramic, whatever that means. Maybe they had a divorce or something. She's like, hey, you can't call it your name anymore. You have to call it my name too.
Damn, Wisconsin.
Yep. Here's another Wisconsin brewery called New Glarus. This picture looks like someone's house. It does. This looks like my house with a New Glarus written on it, like in crayon.
Right.
They are, and like I said, in New Glarus, Wisconsin. Never heard of that. Number 14 is Sweetwater. Hey, Atlanta. We've had a few of those.
Yep.
Pretty good. That tap room looks epic.
Yeah, they got really does.
They got one of those BAFs, big-ass fans. Number 13, Dogfish Head. If you haven't had a Dogfish Head.
If you want an overrated IPA.
Yeah. They have some good sours, though. And that stout that you brought on here that was 18%.
Oh.
And I died. And I had to.
The Worldwide Stout?
That was when we listened to me rap on the podcast.
That was a good day.
And play. Yeah. Ugh. And you and Dirk were just back there laughing. It was a. Oh. Yep, Dogfish Head.
Oh, the good days.
I did not know that they were in Delaware, though. Yep, they are in Milton, Delaware. Next is Brooklyn Brewery, which we've had a bunch of their beers from Brooklyn, New York. Pretty good.
Always good stuff.
Yep. 11 is Deschutes. They're from Oregon. Deschutes is all right.
Yeah, it's they've not got bad. That
good IPA. They sold out too, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Number 10 is from Pennsylvania, and they're called Artisanal Brewing Ventures. So they must be, like, just venturing in what they do?
Yeah, just kind of dabbling.
Just venturing? Number 9 is Stone Brewing. Those guys are huge. They should be, like, in the top 3.
You have a feeling, like, the further down we go, the less we'll like these breweries?
That we brought? Like, yeah, I don't want these. You can go ahead and talk about this next beer you just poured us. We need to, so to keep our listeners engaged in this talk, we need to, you know, break up the list and suspense them.
Right. Suspenseful. And we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back with number 8 after we do. Okay, hold on. Time out. So I'm going off subject. I apologize, everybody. You still listen to Locked On Mavs?
No. Because they literally did a podcast today, and I was like, I can't keep up with all of these.
When you were listening, did you listen to the freaking lawnmower commercials all the time?
No.
Oh, my God. I can't. I cannot take it. It is the worst thing in the world. We're going to have to. You could talk about that beer real quick. I'm going to try to find this.
I found some Heavy Hands from Spindle Tap. Went to Fuel Up Mart in Arlington. Art talked about it, and I'd seen them repost some stuff when they post new beers that they get, so I decided to drop by on my way over here, and it's a pretty nice little store. Got a little bit of craft beer and just in and out.
That's awesome. It's awesome if they had this stuff. This might be one of my favorite cans of all times. We're going to have to post a picture of this, too.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Heavy Hands is pretty much Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That's actually completely accurate.
It's got Referee Mario and... was the main character Mike?
Mike Tyson?
No. What was I forget his name.
Mac is the best. The two button Well, crud, couldn't find it, so no commercial for us, but this Heavy Spindle beer is pretty good. I like it, man. Heavy Spindle
that's a better name. Heavy Spindle.
Well, you see the heavy there.
Yeah,
they should have went with that. Spindle Tap Brewery. Spinal Tap. You think that's a playoff of Spinal Tap?
Could be. But then now, they would have to pay royalties.
Who do they have to pay? No. Now, this one is orange juicy, and it's even got a pulp feel to it. I don't think... Is there pulp in there, or is that just my brain?
I think that's just your imagination.
Feels like it. Feels like it's definitely an orange juicy color. Everything orange juice. I dig it, though. I dig it. I'm excited. I would actually... Is this all you picked up? Well, I guess you weren't at the brewery. I'm so used to you going to breweries and not liquor stores.
From that brewery? Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm so used to. I'm like, how was Spindle Tap? Tell me about the Spindle Tap. Tell me about it. But no, I just noticed that his Heavy Hands, he's carrying hops. Not whole cans. I thought they were whole cans earlier.
Oh, the subtle differences.
I guess I can say that I did go to our good buddy Michael Harper's brewery at Funky Picnic this past Friday. Had a couple of beers there.
Okay. Did you get to eat anything?
I did not.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's good as well.
Yep. Their food is great. But we went up there to watch the Rangers game, and the Rangers won a game. It was pretty cool.
Ooh. Which one was this?
We struck Trout out to win the game. It's pretty cool.
Montero?
Yep.
Nice.
Beautiful. But I got to try his hazy, which I apologize if I'm not allowed to say that, Michael. Got to try the new hazy. It was freaking delicious. Tried his lager, which was freaking delicious. Tried the malt liquor, which I'm afraid to say is really good. It's like, God dang it, man. Killing it up there. We talked. Had a good night. Love that place. If you haven't been to Funky Picnic in Fort Worth, Texas, which some of you are probably like, dude, I don't even live anywhere close to there. And traveling's not a good option right now. You should come to Fort Worth, Texas and go to Funky Picnic.
Also would like to throw it out there. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. The cool part about this place is, though, it's all spread out. Like, the tables are like 15 feet apart. And, this one might have been the first. Well, even at Kaylin's birthday party at your house. And sometimes, well, not now when we hang out, but like when you're hanging out with people, you don't know. You're like, oh, no, do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Do I need to stand off? Do I need to keep my mask on? So weird.
Do I need to get my pants on?
Yeah, that too. Oh, it's so weird. It's an uncomfortable thing. It's not fun. Whatever. Don't care. Hate everything. But that was good. If you haven't had Funky Picnic, go for it. You're missing out. It's delicious. brewery is fantastic, and they're smaller breweries, so he can make more, which is cool too. You get excited when, and he's not doing gimmicky stuff like like other people we know.
That's awesome for Worth.
Did you know that Hot Cheetos beer sold out in like 2 hours?
Oh, huh, that's weird. They probably only made 5 barrels of it.
Maybe. I don't know. But no, I went out of business. Or went out of business.
Yep.
Sorry, dreaming. Not really. It is what it is. All right, folks. You all ready? Back to the top. Where'd we finish off? Deschutes? Yep, we're in the top 10. Here we go. Number 10 is Artisanal Brewing Ventures. Where'd it did them?
We did. And Stone.
Yeah, so, we're in the top 8. Ooh. Canarchy is number 8 from Colorado, Tampa, Florida, Michigan. Damn, they're everywhere. They're in Dallas?
That's the conglomerate that bought Deep Ellum.
So, but this says, oh, yeah, because there's Del Pale Ale. They got all that stuff on there.
Yep.
Okay. So, it's like Del's Pale Ale. So, this is like, not Del's Pale Ale. Who is that?
Ozarks.
Ozark, Deep Ellum, several.
Cigar City.
It kind of sucks that it doesn't say who it is.
Right.
I wish this had the list of the breweries that Canarchy owned. Because now I have to separately Google that.
Canarchy conglomerate.
Was that the right word? Conglomerate? It's pretty...
Sure.
All 7 brands are working together on a new taproom. So we got 7 brands under the Canarchy.
Squatters. That's your boys. What is it? A $7.99 six pack?
Yeah. This is all... we need to bring in an expert. This doesn't count as selling out.
I'm calling it now.
Boom, making my call, bro. Look, Canarchy, are you 21 years or older? No.
Oh, Three Weavers, that's right.
So here we go.
I haven't seen Perrin yet.
Nope. Yeah, we got...
That's new.
Oscar Blues, Cigar City, Wasatch, Squatters, Perrin, Deep Ellum, and Three Weavers. So they all joined together to form one company. Like, I guess I'd have to see how the revenue is split up and blickety blah. To see if they're battling Big Brewery or if they're bowing down to it. Oh, Cannibalist is so good. See, I don't... Oh, man. I hope this isn't selling out because I support all these people. I love Cigar City's Jolly.
Like.
Yeah, and it's freaking $9.99.
Yep.
And, of course, Hop Rising. Both of the variants of that IPA are freaking delicious. Perrin, huh? Perrin Brewing Company. I wonder where they're based out of.
Michigan?
But I don't feel that Canarchy...
Oh, top left it says breweries.
I don't feel top that...
Left. Yeah.
That Perrin should be on the... I don't think... Or this whole thing, this Canarchy should not be on the top breweries. This should be... They should all be, you know, graded.
Yeah, that's kind of cheating.
They should all be graded individually. Perrin Brewing Company. They got a lot of barrels in their picture. Ooh, look. We're doing a...
Yeah, it's over there close to Pistro.
Flyby. Nice tap room. Nice tap room. Lots of good beers. Malted milk ball. Sign me up for that. Oop, passion fruit goes. Perrin Grapefruit IPA. Call me Hazy. Oh, look with the name tag, you know. Call me Hazy. Blonde Porter. Okay. I'm interested. Where are you guys at? Probably way far away from me.
Yep.
Made in Michigan. But yeah, I don't think they should be counted on this top list as a brewery, since technically they're 7 or more, whatever. Of course, number 7 is Bell's Brewery, located in Michigan. How is Michigan just kicking so much ass?
I mean, what else are you going to do for 8 months out of the year besides drink?
Yeah, you got to stay indoors. I kind of want to go to Michigan now, though. I want to go to Bell's really bad. Bell's, they don't put out bad beer. I don't think I've tried anything from them that I haven't been like, okay, this is pretty good. Number 6 is Gambrinus. You might have to take a shot at that, Rody. Gambrinus.
Yeah, that looks good.
Gambrinus. From Berkeley, California in Shiner, Texas.
Ooh, Shiner conglomerate?
Did we just find out something that we didn't know about? Ooh. Did we just find out that Shiner sold out? Well, they didn't sell out, I guess. It's another conglomerate. Gambrinus. Our brands. Holy crap, it is. Shiner Beer and Trumer Pills. Huh. Wow. We just found something else.
That's why Shiner's everywhere.
Yep. I wonder how long ago that happened. Might have to look into that. But this Trumper Trumer Pills seems like they only have one beer. brewery.
Ugh. And it's in a green beer. Bottle.
About the perfect pour, dude. Are you old enough to get your turn? Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Trumer has won the most awards out of any craft pilsner in the United States. Okay. So they won the ABA medal in 2019. I mean, that's quite a few. Beer Cup 2016. They won some medals. So I wonder, I would be willing to bet that Shiner bought them, but I don't know. There you go. There's a new one. We didn't know that. And they're number six on this list too. And folks, I live in Texas. I'm going to say it. It's like blasphemy to say I don't love Shiner. Remember that birthday cake crap?
That was the best beer we've ever gotten.
Ugh. Everything they do, it's boring to me. And it all has the same profile.
That's true.
I probably just hurt a lot of feelings and people think I'm an idiot, but I'll take it.
It's fine.
We're reaching our top four. Dun, 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 drum roll. Number four, New Belgium.
Oh, you skipped one.
No, oh, you're right. I did. I'm sorry. Number five was Duvel. Mortgat. We've had some of these.
Mm-hmm.
Mortgat. Mugat. Muretgit. Man. She'll let you read these off, not me.
Nope. The better this way.
Number four. Well, okay, sorry. Murugat is from Paso Robles, California, Kansas City, Missouri, and Cooperstown, New York. So they're all over the place, too. Courtesy of Duval. What does that mean? Duval. I don't know. Number four is New Belgium. They make some really good stuff. They sold out recently, right?
Yep. Can't have that anymore.
Who bought New Belgium? Do you remember?
Not off the top of my head.
Dun, dun, dun. New Belgium company, nationally distributed, that is owned by an international beverage conglomerate, the brand that produces Fat Tire, Voodoo, Ranger IPA. The freaking Ranger IPA series is so good, though.
Not anymore, it's not.
Parent organization is the Corinne Company. Corinne Company is a Japanese integrated beverage company.
Yeah, you'll find that at Payway.
Oh, wow. Let's see who all... holy jeez. What a weird profile. They own whatever that is. And then they own New Belgium, Lion Nathan, Corinne Brewery Company, San Miguel Brewery, American Corporation, Kaiwa Hackle Corinne Company, and Coca-Cola Beverages Northeast. What a weird thing. It's like, hey, let's buy New Belgium. Why? So this technically isn't owned by any of the big-ass breweries that are just taking shelf space, though. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's not. This isn't Budweiser saying, hey, you get to have your name in the Ranger Stadium, Carbach. Sorry, I forgot to cough. Carbach. I got to quit doing that. Carbach.
It's weird how they sold out and then they had billboards all over I-30.
Well, ask and I shall be given. I said... There's a question. This is isitbigbeer.com. Oh, wow. Corinne Company Limited is an integrated beverages company. It is a subsidiary of Corinne Holdings Company Limited. Its major operating units include Corinne Brewery Company Limited, Merck, all the ones I just read. They own and license many different beer brands. In 2016, they purchased 25% stake in New York-based Brooklyn Brewery. So... Okay, this is like a whole big... Okay, they own a lot more than we advertise, folks. There's New Belgium. It's the only North American one on here. So apparently they're based out of Australia because they own everything in Australia. But anyways, screw it. But it's not as bad as Budweiser or Miller Lite. Would you agree with that at least?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Number three, Sierra Nevada. I love Sierra Nevada. In fact, did you drink that one that I sent you home with?
Yes, it was good.
Oh, it was great.
The Hot Bullet?
So great. Yeah, I got my hands on a super fresh hop bullet, like 2 weeks old. Super excited. And for you that use don't know, it's a double IPA. And it was fresh. When you popped it, you could smell it. I was like, oh my God. It's one of the best things I've ever had. I should have bought everything they had, but I didn't. Only bought two. Sierra Nevada Brewing, we love you. I kind of love everything. And that, what's the whale stout that they do?
Narwhal.
Oh God, so good. Looking forward to that this winter. Number two, we're down to two left. Number two is Boston Beer Company, courtesy of Sam Adams.
Yep. Meh.
I don't, man, like, so even as my tastes have divulged and I've grown into beer, grown into craft beer and stuff, I go back and try Sam Adams here or there, and I'm like, it's just not that good.
Yeah.
The Rebel IPA was gross. Their summer, all the stuff they do, I'm just like, I don't know, it's boring. What do you think?
I think you need to try Utopia and give them another chance.
Oh, yeah?
All you need is like $200. It's fine.
I mean, we do have Utopia money now that we're adults with real jobs.
That's true.
Do you want to go buy some Utopia?
Kind of.
I'm about to say I'd go halvesies on a bottle of that, but I don't...
No, I think we need to go to like fifthsies or something.
That's like... How much is the bottle? Like, so expensive. Trying to think off the top of my head, it's like a bottle of it. We're gonna have to look it up here in a second. But okay, here we go. Oh, I take it back. Their New England IPA in the four packs and the tall boys is pretty good. But I don't think I've ever had their New England Pale Ale.
You don't like any of their porch rockers?
Nope. Now I'm going through here. I'm like, Jacko is disgusting. Hawk. It's not disgusting. It just doesn't taste.
Oh, Cold Snap. That's one you like.
But I will admit, like, when I'm at a place where you can tell there's not a lot of craft beer, and I'm lucky that there's actually some Sam Adams, I get excited when they have Rebel IPA. But then when you crack it and you realize it's 7 months old, like, what the fuck? Yeah,
that's the best.
I don't think I've ever had Rebel Rouser IPA. That's a double IPA. What? They did a double, and we never tried this. 8.4. 252 calories. Fat.
Oh, it says it's piney. No one likes it.
Here we go. Here's Utopia. An extreme barrel-aged beer that pushes the limits of barrel-aging. We pioneered the practice of barrel-aging. Did they? A time-intensive, complex process. A blend of batches. I don't know why I'm acting like this, but what? Oh my God, 28% ABV.
Yeah, it'll get you drunk.
A deep, rich, malty smoothness reminiscent of a vintage port cognac or fine sherry.
Jason loves all those descriptions.
I think it's funny it says Utopia is not shipped. Oh, okay. I thought that said it was shipped. The brewers utilize several yeast strains during fermentation, including one typically reserved for a champagne and a ninja yeast created for its ability to survive and continue fermenting in an environment that has such a high alcohol level.
Well, just Judy topped you? We know that you don't go ninja and people that don't need ninja.
Especially if you got your yeast. I've never tried any of these specialties, have you?
I think we tried like one or two, but they're...
Call me out.
Yeah.
You call me out so fast. Yeah, I'm just not excited about it. I think that...
I've never even actually seen a bottle of it in real life. $210, yeah.
You haven't seen one of these in real life?
Uh-uh.
I have.
Why didn't you get it?
Are you kidding me?
You should have brought it to the podcast.
I can have a heart attack, bro. Hit $210 for something that, like, if we split it five ways, but even then, it's like $20 for a 4 or 5 ounces a piece.
Right. Does it say how many ounces is it in that thing?
Oh, I'm sure. Ooh, the Cincinnati Tap Room is the only one in the world that has it on draft. Taking a trip to Cincinnati to watch the Bengals play and have a drink of this.
Could you imagine paying like $20 for a 4 ounce pour? It's not a whiskey.
Damn, there's one right there. We can buy it right now. $4.99, Rody. Hawk it up.
Cool. I'm on it.
Oh, you know how much stuff you could buy for $500? Well, these days, not much, but... yeah. Looks like it comes out in October. We can look for it. I'll find it. I found it. I cannot see how many ounces it is, but
Dirk would probably love it.
Oh, yeah, we should get him involved, too. You know he'd do it. 25 and a half ounces. So you split it five ways, and you all get 5 ounces. What's 200 divided by 5, $40 a piece? Jeez.
Yep, for a 5-ounce pour.
So what's 5 divided by 49, $8, so you're paying $8 an ounce? Sweet.
Worth it.
I'm going to drink $8 an ounce. You know, I don't think I would – I don't think I'd flip out for $40 for 5 ounces of that beer. Not as much as I would for.
I'd pay $8 for a jiggerful.
Absolutely. Oh man. So well, that's. I guess that's happening. Not really because. No, I saw it at Specs though. For real, I know I did. It was sitting on the thing. It was on the counter.
And then like, someone stole it.
But I was just like, oh hey, there it is. It's like I think it was more than 200.
Oh, it probably was.
Why wouldn't you mark it up? Oh, no.
Super rare.
You just poured this new beer. Please, please, please tell me it's amazing.
If you like haze.
Jeez. Dude, this thing pours dirty. Damn it. This thing is dirty, dude. So this next beer we're pouring is an ingenious beer. This thing is dirty. That looks like... This looks like I...
It looks like stuff you get out of a infected kidney.
Oh. So I need to go to the doctor.
Maybe.
Wow. No, this is a... Whew. I'm ready to try this. So
this is Ingenious Brewing's C800. It's a New England style of double IPA, 8.2%.
8.2 double? It smells good. Oh, it smells great. I love IPAs, though, so...
You're not going to like the last one.
Oh, my God. That's... Oh, that's grassy. I wonder what hops are in this.
Citra.
That's it? There's got to be more than that. That does not. This does not taste like Citra.
I mean, it just says ale with Citra hops. That's all it says.
That is extremely grassy. Have you tried it yet?
Oh, yeah, it's good. I like it.
Are you getting the same grassy taste? Grassy McGrasserson? No. Am I making that up?
Yeah, I get a little bit of grass.
Mow the lawn.
It's good though. I like it.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. I like grassy taste because that means more hops. Man, let's talk some entertainment. Boom. Me and Kaylin just finished season 2 of what's that?
American Horror Story.
Yeah, I've just gone blank. Yeah, American Horror Story. Didn't like it as much as the first one.
Oh, no.
Also don't... Yeah, I don't know.
Where was the second one at?
It's just Asylum? Asylum, yeah. Okay. But I've noticed that having a child makes me less prone to like want to watch anything with children violence.
Yeah.
It sucks. And like, I don't know, I think way too much about father-son stuff now. It's weird. It's like, I don't want to think about that. Like, baby grows up to be a killer. I'm like, I don't want to think about that. What if Connor's a killer?
Right.
Like, God damn it. But it's all weird. And she, like, tries to coat hanger herself. And I was like, man, I'm way too not. For those of you that don't know what that means, Google it because I'm not explaining it.
It's what would happen if we didn't have any Planned Parenthood.
No, get rid of it. Get rid of it, Rhodey. Nobody needs that.
Get rid of all of it.
We finished that. We haven't watched any movies or anything else, though. I'm trying to think. Nope. That's it, man. Boring. Just American Horror Story 2. We're still watching The Big Bang Theory when we're cleaning, like, background noise. But I've been trying to cut out the background noise, so that's kind of exciting. Like, no more.
I'm kind of upset Lisa started watching that without me.
The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys got, the HBO Max, huh?
I don't know what she's watching that on.
It's either HBO Max or she bought it, because that's the only place you can get it.
Better not bought it.
But I think, like, so before these streaming services open, the Google Play movies will put it on sale, you know, because they know everybody's about to get it for free or
right.
For streaming prices. So you'll go in there and it'll be like, you can have all of Big Bang Theory for $50. It's like, damn.
In HD.
Because they know you're about to pay the $4.99 a month and watch it yourself.
Worth it?
Yeah, I think. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I like HBO Max so far. I'd give it like four stars out of five. I like it a lot. The content's good. I mean, you got all the HBO stuff and you got some extra stuff. I think the funny part is we haven't watched any of Friends. But that's because we've watched Friends way too goddamn much.
Right.
And I was looking forward to their little air quote reunion that they were going to do. I've got to stop saying that air quotes.
Was Ross and Rachel going to get back together?
So they were kind of playing it up like it was going to be a big reunion. But then when the COVID pushed it out, they explained what it was. And it was going to be an unscripted reunion. Basically them sitting in a circle talking about it.
Oh, that's weird.
And I remember when Home Improvement did that and I hated it. It was the stupidest thing ever.
So it's like a Talking Dead?
Yeah. Which, ugh, if those of you that don't remember, if you watch the Home Improvement reunion, it was terrible. It was, Tim was up on the stage and they brought everybody out on stage and they just talked about the show, shooting stuff, and they showed like clips and stuff. Oh, it was terrible. I did not like it.
When was this?
I can't remember. And maybe it wasn't a reunion. I don't know. I remember. I do remember it. I cannot remember. Ugh, that drives me nuts. But whatever. Whatever. I'll have to look it up. But I remember watching it, so... I just remember Tim was on stage talking, and I remember them showing, they were talking about a clip and then play it. It was that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was so boring. We were talking about, that's one of the reasons why we love the Big Bang Theory. We actually mentioned this last night. It's because I think there's only one clip episode. Like, think about, they did 12 seasons. There's not one season that you watch it and they do those stupid ass, oh, back in the past things. None of it. None of it, none of it. Unlike Friends that does it twice a season.
Right.
It's like, I can't stand those episodes of Friends. Ugh. Should we have ever got together? And then, you know, it just goes back and shows 20 minutes of clips from the previous episodes. It's like, do I need to see this?
Was this during the writer's strike?
Yeah, I don't know. No, that, well, so I actually... What? Sorry, folks, I am reading a news story that says Tim Allen is mulling a Home Improvement revival. What? Whew, no thank you. But, no, they, so back in the day that, you know, they had budgets. So when they would spend a whole lot, they'd be like, here's $70 million for this season. They'd be like, well, we've already spent everything on this episode and this episode that we're actually going to take to England or whatever, or New York. We're gonna actually going to move the show. So we're going to do a clip show here to make up for that budget. So we're like, what do we do? We'll just put Chandler in the whatever it's called. We'll just put him in the dentist chair talking about everything. So that's why they do them, apparently. The Office doesn't do it either.
Yeah.
They'll show highlights sometimes, but... You know what we didn't do? We didn't name the number one brewery.
Well, that's true.
It is Yuengling. Yuengling.
Oh, Yuengling.
Yep. How boring. Don't they only have the one beer, maybe two?
That we're aware of.
Boring. And it's a lager, too, right?
Yes.
I'm sad. I bet all the good craft breweries are in the bottom half that we didn't do. Let's scroll down. Bam, bam. Let's see what the... Number 36 was Flying Dog. 34, Shirley Brewing Company. Georgetown Brewing Company. Gordon Bursch Brewing Company. 3, Floyd's Brewing Company. What the heck is that?
Good luck.
Narragansett Brewing Company. 21st Amendment. Hey.
These people. Their artwork.
These people didn't even come to Texas. Allagash Brewing Company. Trogus Independent Brewing. We've had this before. Rheinheist.
Mm-hmm.
Rheinheist Brewery. August Shell Brewing Company. Abita Brewing Company. Hey, they make that purple one they used to like.
The Purple Haze.
Yeah. Great Lake. They knew Haze before. Forbes. Alaskan Brewing Company. Alaskan. What? How's that? Look. How can you be on there twice? They are on there twice. Somebody effed up.
Oh, someone didn't put 21.
Yep, there's no 21.
Worst list ever.
But this is... Oh, this... So this is a picture of Summit Brewing Company.
Oh, okay.
They put a picture of Summit, but put Alaskan on there. We gotta send them... Let's go on their Facebook and say, hey, Summit, they forgot to mention you. Dude, no Texas breweries on here. None! Sorry, Martin House.
No, Deep Ellum.
Sort of.
Canarchy.
Man, that sucks.
Wisconsin's on there like 12 times.
I'm gonna... I saved it. I'm gonna find the author of this. We should send him some hate mail. Bro, have you ever been to Texas? Jesus Christ. Home of Revolver, the fastest selling out brewery ever. Not really, but we should send this person a 4-pack of Division IPA. And they'll be like, holy crap, this is delicious. Especially that Agtown that's being canned. I sent you that.
Yeah, that label looks awesome.
I'm going to have to buy $4,000 worth of that, which would give me about 7 cans.
I think maybe next week it's coming out.
Yep. I am stoked. So here we are. We're going to Yingling to see what beers they have.
Our beer.
Why is this a thing? Year round. Flight.
Lager.
Lager. Ale. Light. What's premium?
That's the
malt
Miller Fortune.
The black and tan. We've had that before. Wow, these are all terrible, dude. Golden Pilsner, traditional lager, light lager. Some Lord Chesterfield Ale. Haven't we had that?
I don't think so.
Brewed with select hops.
I don't think so, Tim.
Ooh, they have a porter. They have a porter.
Do they?
It has a creamy taste with slight tones of chocolate.
I don't believe you.
Oh, man. Still not available in Texas. Oh, it's available year-round. 4.7. Go away.
Yeah, this is not your brewery.
Jesus Christ. 4.6 on the old black and tan. Go away.
Oh, check what's premium. That's got to be at least a 6.
There's your 6, Rody. 4.5. Pairs great with chicken.
Well, that's good to know. And watermelon, evidently. That's weird.
America's oldest brewery. Ah, that's terrible. Pairs well with... Yeah, it does. Picnic. That literally says picnic fare. F-A-R-E.
Sandwiches.
Whatever. Crisp and smooth. 4.5. These dudes brew anything over 5%? 4.5. Golden beer. Ooh, 4.7. Oh, uh-oh.
Close.
Dude, I wonder if the brewer had a heart attack when he brewed that. Here we go. This has to be the one that's above 5. 5.4. See, I knew it.
Nice. That's the one I want.
Yeah, it's an L. America's oldest brewery. Lord Chesterfield. One of our heritage beers, Yingling. Is it Yingling or Youngling?
Yingling.
I want to say it's Youngling. And Anakin Skywalker killed them all. Yingling Lord Chesterfield L. Has as much rich heritage as it does flavor and appeal. Crafted in a unique 2-stage European brewing style for enhanced bitterness. It utilizes both conventional kettle hopping and dry hopping after fermentation, resulting in a dry, sharp finish.
Never mind, I hate it.
Its distinct, robust flavor is derived. Is it derived or derived?
Where
depends on where you're from. Derived from a delicate combination of sweet maltiness and lingering herbal bitterness.
And I guarantee you it's not hoppy at all.
No. 5.4. No. But it apparently pairs well with Tex-Mex, salad, and fish. So get excited about that.
I am. I can't wait to find it.
Do you happen to know offhand why none of that's available in Texas?
I don't. Even in when I was in Louisiana, people that, because it's, they only distributed it at one point on one side of the Mississippi.
Right.
So I think they've crossed over at this point, but I don't think that's reached Texas.
Yeah, probably not. That's hilarious. If you are west of the Mississippi, you're not going to find their beer. So, whatever. Don't care. Good for them. It's not that great. Craft beer is kind of spit in your face. No offense. They make better. I would tell them that to his face, too. No offense. It's just better. It's better than your business. Especially the good stuff. All right. So, are you excited about this, Rody? Xiaomi, X-I-A-O-M-I, has revealed a $7,000 transparent TV. How exciting is that?
Transparent TV? What the fuck does that even mean?
You can't see it until you turn it on.
That's weird. No. No.
You don't want to hang that on your wall, though, and no one knows you have a TV, and they think you're so much smarter. You're like, oh, man, you're one of those no TV houses. So they think you're the coolest person ever, and then when they leave, you turn your TV on.
But wouldn't you see what's behind your TV the whole time still?
Just the wall.
But still. Oh, during the daytime, wouldn't that not be distracting? Like, especially if you have an outlet behind it?
Yeah, no, it'd be terrible.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you could see the wire. That's hilarious. You could see the HDMI wires. Oh, no. That's hilarious. But, yeah, it's one of the weirdest ideas. Samsung's putting out some of these new TVs that you can set them to, like, famous artwork. And, it like you could have the Mona Lisa hanging up in your house. I'm like, ah.
Why?
Look how rich I am. Look how rich I am. It's so funny. So I'm kind of sad that you don't want that. That would be really cool, man.
Well, you know, I do have just $7,000 lying around.
No, dude, you finance it. It's like $30 for the next 40 years. That's no true. Big deal.
I did have that, and then I put it on floor.
That's one of those things that gets me really, really excited when you apply for a credit card, and they're like, hey, 0% interest. And you're like, oh, I want to buy this $300 thing, and they're like, you have qualified for $47,000.
Please spend more.
You could buy this car.
Now it's down to 3 months of financing.
It's like, what the hell? Yeah, it's like, you can buy this car and pay 20. Well, the way they advertise it to you is like, you know, $20 a month for 7 million months.
Right.
It's like, oh.
You will never pay this off.
That's a great deal. I will sign up for that immediately. Oh, man. This is our last beer of the day, huh?
Last beer.
So Black is Beautiful. Oak-aged imperial stout aged on coffee beans, vanilla beans, and cocoa nibs. So does it have a spice to it?
It smells like chocolate pudding.
Oh, my God. Holy crap, it does. This is from 903 Brewers in Sherman, Texas. Where did you pick at that store?
Yeah. All of these, except for the lateral haze, came from Fuel Up Mart.
I don't know why you're trying to make me drink so much of this. Woo! I'm sure this is 47% alcohol.
It does not say. That way...
That should still be illegal, and I'm standing by that point, man. As a craft beer drinker and an alcohol lover, I'm telling you, not having the ABV on the can should be absolutely illegal. But that's mine.
8.6.
Not terrible at all. It's terrible.
He'll be hallucinating later.
Yeah. Anyways. Have you tried it yet?
I did. I like it. It's good.
Okay. Here we go. Smells so good, though. Oh, yeah. That's delicious. Did you let this sit out? Because it does taste a little warm, which is
perfect. I tried to put it out a little bit so it would warm up. So we get more of the chocolate.
I could tell. I like it. I'm good with it. I think I would definitely buy this again. Oh my! I like stouts. But I love stouts, but I like them in the winter, which is so weird to me.
Which is why I have to drink this underneath your AC vent.
So you remember that... we talked about this on the podcast, that serious Fresh Prince trailer that was like real serious. Will Smith is going to develop it.
Oh, yay.
He's going to get entangled with it.
Well, he's got to do something since his wife's fucking around on him.
Jokes. Like, I don't care about... I read... That's a weird thing. Whole thing's weird. Like
that whole family is fucked up.
Yep. Weird. Why would you do all that? Why? Why? I don't know, man.
How? What's over or under how long it takes for Disney to reduce the price on Mulan?
From 39?
Yep.
Yeah. It probably won't happen. I would be more... I don't know what Disney's going to do. Can you imagine all the summer park revenue they've missed out on? I wonder how much the NBA has paid them.
That's a good question.
Whew. I just can't fathom how much money they've lost. Because to get in their stupid-ass theme parks, like $250 a day.
Right.
And they've lost all of that. Every dime. Like, Oh, their stock price has gone down. I know that. Plus, they can't put out their... Like, they're doing nothing. They can't put out any movies. They can't...
Right.
Their main source of income right now is Disney Plus.
Yeah, how screwed would they be if they didn't have that?
Toys. Probably toys, too. I think they have the Star Wars and Marvel toys, I think. So get all that revenue there, but still, whew. To be like a, you know, we can't even count the money that we're making to, oh, you're only making $50 million a month now.
Got to lay off everybody.
Oh, no. Oh, no. If you just laid off the CEO, you'd all be okay, but he needs to have his jet.
Got to get them bonuses.
Don't mess with him. I wonder, man. You're right. I don't know. I don't think they'll lower it. It'd be nice if they did. I'm assuming that they're going to charge whatever that price is for 6 months to a year, and then it'll go on actual, you know, where you can watch it for free on Disney Plus.
That's what I'm hoping.
I'm not paying that money unless people want to come pay it with me. And then we buy it on my account so I can keep it. I'm not that excited to watch it. I know a lot of people are. I'm just not. Doesn't look that cool to me. So. Are you excited to see it? Do you really want to see it?
I was actually kind of excited to see it.
Huh. Well, I mean, that it looked fine to me. Just, you know, it looks like all those other, you know, Rise to Hero movies. I'm just like so bored with them. That's just me. So, and no Eddie Murphy is a dragon. I'm not watching anything without Eddie Murphy as a dragon.
That's true. That is kind of a negative on that.
Uh-oh. Alamo Drafthouse is being accused of racism, sexism.
Mm.
Aren't they a Texas-based? Nope, Kansas City. Are they a Texas-based company?
I don't know. I mean, Alamo would lead you to believe yes, but probably not.
A new report from Kansas City Weekly. So, there you go. Well, I thought they were... I don't know. That sucks. I don't understand. In the world we live in today... If you're going to do something stupid, no matter what it is, you're either going to get recorded, reported. There's so many... I don't understand it. I don't understand why people...
Like, are so hateful?
Yeah. I don't understand why they think they can get away... I don't understand why people think they can get away with anything now. Like, ah, how'd you catch me? Really? There's 75 video cameras around here.
You caught me.
You walked out the door and you were filmed by 47 cameras.
I know you're recording me calling the cops on you and nothing happened, but I'm still going to... play like you did something.
Ah, yeah. And I mean, even the police, when they're so mean to people, and then they're like, oh, whatever. You know, they get filmed by people. I'm like, come on. If everybody just acted like they were going to be filmed no matter what, if everybody just walked around and acted like they were going to lose their jobs, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Well, you know, integrity.
Yeah. Just so weird. It's so weird to me.
Integrity Farms.
I'll think I'm going to go outside and do something stupid and not get caught. Oh, how'd you catch me?
I never would have guessed.
Duh. It's like the Scooby, you know, I would have got away with it if it wasn't for these 75 cameras pointed at me and that girl with the cell phone. That's so terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. A whole bunch of terrible people for the most part, but whatever. That's not a good spot to end this show. It's like, quick, find something better.
Do we mention that Boston Brew Company was only number two? Yay.
Yeah.
Revolver didn't make the list? All right.
We can mention that supposedly next week or Regal Cinemas is opening up, and there's some big movie that is officially releasing. Not Tenet.
Black Widow?
Nope.
God dang it.
Something else. I don't know. Some big movie is actually going to release. And so it's on. And I was like, ooh, it's going to do so bad. Oh, I feel bad. Like, oh yeah, I forgot about Wonder Woman.
That'll probably do good in Florida. No one cares down there.
True. I know Bill and Ted's headed towards whatever it's called. Come on, come on. No.
Direct to video?
Yeah. Man, I cannot remember. Dang it. There's a movie that's actually coming out. And Regal Cinemas is selling tickets and everybody's good. They're like, let's go. So it's happening, folks. Theaters are going to open and we're going to get some actual movie releases. We'll see if they land and we'll see if... Oh, it's the New Mutants. New Mutants is releasing no matter what.
Okay.
Yep.
That's actually a movie?
The trailer looks terrible, but whatever.
Well, yeah.
There's Tenet. Oh, Tenet's on September 3rd right now, but it's not going to stay there. So, we'll see. And I kind of wish Disney would have went with Black Widow to the streaming service for $40 as opposed to Mulan, but I'd pay... I don't know, man. I love Marvel movies. I'd probably pay it. Probably would. And I'd be so mad at myself afterwards, but whatever. And I'm a completist, too, as we know. So I got to get that added to the collection.
It's true.
I own Thor 2, and I hate that movie. And Thor 1. I hate both of those movies. And I own Iron Man 3.
And so, soon you'll own Candyman.
Oh, yeah. Candyman's coming, too.
That was directed by a woman, right?
Yes.
They made a big deal about that, didn't they?
I think they did. And she's going to direct something else, too. I was like, what? Something big. They were talking about that on this movie podcast that I listened to. I got like kind of excited. I was like, damn, good. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Captain Marvel 2. She's in the
oh,
running.
Oh, no shit. Okay. I was like,
hell yeah, get it, girl. It's like, bam, Brie Larson will give you a hug. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Did you ever watch Little Woods?
I did not. It's probably terrifying.
Put it on your queue.
I don't know anything about it, so I feel like I'm speaking out of turn. But also, think about a freaking girl that has the gall. Not necessarily a girl, but to direct a scary-ass movie like Candyman. I was afraid of Candyman from, like, 6 till 34. And she's going to come direct Captain Marvel 2, and she's like, oop, Candyman's going to get you. Fuck that shit. I'm out.
I hope Candyman does a cameo in Captain Marvel.
There has to be a scene where someone just goes in the bathroom and is like, Candyman. Remember, because, man, when I was a kid, they were like, go in there, close the door, and say Candyman 3 times. Fuck.
Oh, I mean, that'd be so easy, though. It'd be like a scroll. Yeah. They would just show up, and that's what they look like.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like,
why are you dressed like that?
There you go.
Simple.
That's a good idea. You should be writing for them. I'm still sitting on the best idea ever for the Office revival, and I have to... I'm not even giving that out on the podcast. I'm trying to figure out a way to write NBC about it. It is the greatest idea ever. I'm sitting on it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I want to give the idea to you hand in hand. The New Mutants, yeah, August. But no, big movies. Let's go. Let's get it going. Come on. Quit being scared of the coronavirus. I'm scared of it, too, but quit being scared.
Get it out there. I'm not going, but get it out there.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to... Yeah, I know. I understand what they're doing. It's business. But I still want to see... I want to watch all this stuff. This is stuff that I'd probably pay for, you know? Like, what's been releasing is stuff that I wouldn't pay for. And if Bill and Ted... So if Bill and Ted doesn't cost... I think if it's in the $15 range, I'm going to get it.
Okay.
But if they come out with that $30 to rent it for 24 hours, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That sucks, too. That makes me sad. But it's also because it goes on Netflix or something so fast, too. It's like, there were, like, well, Scoob. Scoob went to rental for $30 or $20 for, you know, 24 hours
mm-hmm.
for, like, 3 weeks, and then it was on HBO Max. I was like, oh, I took a deep breath. I was like, thank God I didn't do that because I was close. I told Galen, I was like, this will be, since we can't take Karn to the movies, I was like, we'll do a family movie night because he likes cartoons. I was like, we got this. We'll make popcorn and everything.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think we can wrap it up there.
Give them milk duds and just laugh.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have Kaylin back next week. Maybe we'll talk to Scott. Maybe we'll have nothing. But thank you all. This has been one of the better beer shows we've had in a long time.
Yeah, take that, Kaylin.
No girls, more beer. That should be our shirt, right? No girls, more beer. But in a, you know, no girl, like a Little Rascals type. That's the
He-Man Woman Hater yeah, Club, like whatever it is.
That's the methodology behind this. We love women. But Have fun, everybody. We will see you next week.